Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the presidential inauguration, or, Miles, you were suggesting, former president Donald Trump.
Former Trent, yeah.
Yeah.
DT. Oh, wow. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It's all.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get some. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
Either. Yeah, you don't want to get too high, your hopes too high. But at the same time, it does seem like things are going to change. And by that, I, of course, mean what QAnon thinks is going to happen tomorrow is
yikes.
Going down. It's going down for real.
This isn't like necessarily a trending thing. I mean, it's trending because it's happening in our culture. But I was forwarded an email from somebody who got this from their QAnon aunt.
QAnon.
Yes. Thank you. That what they believe is going to happen tomorrow during the inauguration, and they may be disappointed. It's like all around that the emergency broadcast system will be activated at 8 a.m, meaning the only things that will be on TV is what the president wants, which will be like mass arrests of treasonous people and then nonstop confessions. This has all been part of like the lore of the conspiracy theory. And then a lot of China fear-mongering. They said, also heard Biden inauguration will not be inaugurated, but rather arrested on constitutional grounds. When that happens, they anticipate full attack from trained Antifa who are backed by China and its weaponry that includes Club K missiles that have been placed around the city. And yeah, all that to say is I don't think there isn't the potential for chaos, because as we've seen over the last, I don't know, years, that there are plenty of people who are hell-bent on preventing the Joe Biden from being president. But yeah, I don't know. It's all very.
Yeah.
It's all so very scattered brain.
For this to not happen and everybody who believes in Q to be like, oh, I guess we were wrong, right?
I don't know, because then I also read another thing that was basically saying, like, pivoting from, like, a smarter Q scammer who is basically being like, look, the storm ain't gonna come yet. Because right. Movements, as we all know, movements take a long time. I know.
Thank you.
I mean, look at the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. How long that has taken. Our endeavor is no less important or arduous. But yeah, On that side, they're trying to pivot to say that the administration, this last 4 years of the Trump administration, has been to set up the legal framework to then trigger the proper whatever is going to happen to prevent yourself from acknowledging white supremacy. So, yeah.
I mean, people who believe in QAnon are basically their full-time job is to incorporate new evidence that the thing they believe isn't true into their worldview. That's the whole, and the internet is good at that because it's just gotten, you know, there's no word count limit on the internet. And so you can just keep going, keep expanding, keep explaining. Stay tuned. QAnon. Dodger Stadium is trending. It is being converted, or at least a portion of it is being converted into a vaccine distribution center.
Yeah. And it couldn't have come any later.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have this set up. I know the rollout of the vaccinations was real fucked up out here. I tried to get my parents, who are in the old people category, to get them, you know, appointments. And like, you were able to do them through like Kroger's website, but then like, even though they booked it on the day they said they could do it, we're like, oh, actually the city, there's a miscommunication. We have to go with what they're saying, so we can't do it. It's very disorganized. And I just hope that we can actually make a concerted effort to get this done. Our city is just literally inundated with corpses because of just how out of control the entire COVID situation is here, to the point where they're like, okay, we know we have regulations on cremations for air quality, but because there is such a pileup of dead people that we have to process through the crematorium, we're lifting those limits.
Yes. And
that's the reality we find ourselves in.
Yep. And malls are still open. Kyrie is trending. Kyrie Irving, there's news that he has been doing kind of philanthropic stuff behind the scenes without really telling anyone over the past year. Like, what are some examples? Like paying students' tuition to HBCUs?
Everything. He donated $323,000 to Feeding America. He committed $1.5 million to help pay for WNBA players who opted out of the 2020 season during the pandemic. Helped distribute $250,000 meals to New Yorkers, 17 pallets of food and masks. He partnered with Nike to donate to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, bought a house for the family of George Floyd, paid off 9 students' tuitions from Lincoln University and HBCU. So, yeah, he's, you know, quietly been doing good work with his money. And I mean, I will say he makes his salary, like $20 million or something like that.
Yeah.
So $1.5 million, that's a percentage. It's not like when Jeff Bezos is like, here's $1 million, which is a fraction of 1% of my wealth. And I think those criticisms are valid. But at the same time, you know, it's also when you see people actually giving out of because they want to, not for the publicity, because many people are like, hey, everybody, I'm doing philanthropy.
Right.
It rings a bit hollow, but yeah, cool. Good for you.
Yeah. He gets a lot of shit because he's enigmatic and, you know, says there was obviously the controversy over the flat earth thing a few years back, and in Boston, they were quick to throw him under the bus as like a bad teammate for his time there. But first of all, he's like a genius at making shots. And second of all, just, you know, it seems like behind the scenes, like there's a method to what's going on there.
Just vibing, you know, that's what
he does.
He's
just vibing, yeah.
Just vibing.
And they look pretty good, the Nets. So we'll see.
Yeah. We look forward to seeing you.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about presidential pardons. That's something that's trending a lot today because because they're a thing. And yeah, they're completely out of control.
Hey, did you get one?
I didn't. And
at you, sucker ass. Didn't get it. I got one. I got three.
Just blank check?
Yep. Nice. I was like, yeah, some dirty weed shit that went down in the early aughts, man.
So the president on the way out is expected to pardon more than 100 people, including Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, and Joe Exotic. Those are four of the top five people, or three of the top four people who are expected to get pardons on the betting markets. People are taking bets on this.
Wait, Joe Exotic is for real?
Yeah, for real.
People, oh my.
Is the third highest odds. Lil Wayne is the highest odds, then Steve Bannon, which who gives a shit?
But
then,
that's nailed on.
Right. And then Joe Exotic. So, yeah. His lawyers are so confident that he'll get a presidential pardon. They've already hired a hair, makeup, and wardrobe and a stretch limo for his release.
that's cocky.
Yeah.
Oh, narrator, he in fact did not get a presidential pardon. Because then what happens? I don't even want to put myself in the mindset of someone who's expecting to be pardoned to leave prison. I can't imagine what that disappointment would be like. But yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not surprising his pardons are for sale. This is something that happened with even Bill Clinton's presidency. There were, you know, people who were selling access to the president for, I think, his brother or Hillary's brother. I forget which one was charging $400,000. It was Hillary's brother, Hugh Rodham, charged $400,000 to act as a middleman for people seeking pardons. And Trump's pardons, you know, lobbyists with access to Trump have been making tens of thousands of dollars advocating on behalf of people who want pardons. Rudy Giuliani reportedly was charging $2 million to help, quote, secure a pardon, which CIA whistleblower John Kriakow refused to pay and instead informed the FBI. He was like, nah, yeah, nice.
That's so weird when you're like, you're already snaky. You're like, yo, man, let me get a pardon. He's like, $2 million. I'm like, fuck you, FBI.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, fine, I'll do the time sitting on my head. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that, $2 million. I mean, but Rudy, I was doing the math. If, you know, Trump is actually going to stiff him on the legal bills, and we say he started work on trying to upend the election, like on November 4th at $20,000 a day, which was like his rate, he's out over $1.5 million.
Damn.
So, you know, you got to charge two for just he's like, look, bro, I'm upside down on the trying to overturn the election thing, man. So I'm going to have to charge you $2 million for this pardon. That's just how it is.
Just the free market. It works every time. we also our writer, JM, kind of looked into the history of this because it does seem strange that at the end of a presidency, suddenly the president is giving out golden tickets for like get out of jail free cards
for criming
to the highest bidder in this case. And apparently it is due to Alexander Hamilton, the musical sensation. He included in the Constitution because he thought that pardoning might restore tranquility of the Commonwealth in times of rebellion. Yeah. So it was actually a direct continuation from the British monarchy, who similarly gave rulers the ability to grant mercy to their subjects, which then was extended to governors in the colonies in America. But it does, like, the similarities between the U.S. president and like British monarchs are like, this is just another example of,
yeah, like literal extension of like, yeah, where a monarch can be like, well, I was it's my divine right as a king,
God was talking to me,
upend the law and actually be like, you know what? I don't believe in that law. And as God, or I'm sorry, as king,
right,
I'm going to just say you get a mulligan on that one. And I don't think that is a power to, you know, subvert or pervert the legal. I mean, the legal system's already perverted, so you know, I don't know however you use these fucking things. But giving that influence is definitely seems like a bit of a slippery slope.
Yeah. Also interesting. It'll be also interesting to see which, if any, of the Capitol rioters get pardons. You know, I'm assuming there's pressure behind the scenes on Trump to not pardon any of the insurrectionists who tried to overthrow the U.S. government. But because of all the historical precedent of this being a bullshit like just completely corrupt institution, the Capitol rioters are demanding pardons from Trump. Quoth Jenna Ryan, a Texas real estate agent charged in the storming of the Capitol.
Oh, who took the private jet there? Yeah.
I would like a pardon from the president of the United States, please. I think that we all deserve a pardon. I'm facing a prison sentence. I think that I do not deserve that.
Aw. Hmm.
So, yeah.
Would love to hear your take on, you know, any person of color who was killed on our.
Yes.
Just in general. Yes. What mm-hmm. if where if there's any like philosophical overlap on how you see justice being served. Yeah. But yeah, I'm, you know, she that I watched a little bit of that CBS interview that she did because she was so cocky with it the night of the insurrection. She was like, okay, go ahead. She was retweeting people being like, FBI, come get her. She was like, yeah, please come get me. Mm-hmm. And they came and got her. But yeah, this she was very much like she had this sense of entitlement that extended that we saw those people who walked in again, like I've said this before, whiteness is like for some people, like you got the star in Mario Brothers, like to the point where you walked into the Capitol on some like, I don't give a fuck smiling. And yeah, saying, and then also pivoting to be like, well, he asked us to go there.
Right.
So I don't
know. He asked us.
It'll be interesting to see when the MAGA folks have to blame the president to get to save their own skin. It's all why I don't enter on unauthorized buildings, especially federal buildings, during an insurrection. Just a quick note.
All right. That is what's trending today on January 19th. We will be back tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning with a whole ass episode of the show tomorrow afternoon to tell you what's trending on Inauguration Day. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, wash your hands, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.